Median incomes in this country have risen for the first time in 6 years, and the number of poor people has gone down. The Census Bureau released its annual study of poverty and income statistics today. The figures indicate that the gap between rich and poor appears to have stopped widening, at least temporarily. The news was welcomed by President Clinton, who has been campaigning on the theme that Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago. He called this a good day for our country. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Reporters and demographers crowded the National Press Club today as the Census Bureau released its annual survey of poverty rates and income levels in the United States. Census Bureau statistician Daniel Weinberg says the figures weren't hard to summarize.
We saw basically good news. We saw median household income go up by 2.7%. We also saw poverty drop by 1.6 million persons and from 14.5% to 13.8%.
The rise in median incomes seems to have been fueled by an economic resurgence in parts of the Midwest, but Weinberg says this isn't just a regional improvement. He says families from every geographic region, every economic strata, and almost every ethnic group made more in 1995 than they did in 1994. The national decline in the rate of poverty still leaves 36 million Americans below the official poverty line, $15,569 in annual income for a family of four. And the richest Americans still appear to be sopping up most of the economic recovery. But Weinberg says he was encouraged to see new statistics showing that the income gap that separates rich and poor Americans appears to have narrowed in 1995, if only very slightly.
There are some hints that perhaps the growth in income inequality has stopped, maybe even some hints that it's starting the other direction, but it's going to be 3 to 5 years before we really can tell.
When Bill Clinton ran for president in 1992, he promised to end an economic squeeze on middle-class Americans and reverse a steady increase in rates of poverty. Today, he moved quickly to claim that the new census figures prove that he'd kept those promises.
With 10.5 million new jobs, the lowest unemployment in 7.5 years, a 60% reduction in the deficit, the lowest combined rates of unemployment, inflation, and mortgage rates in nearly three decades, it is clear that we are moving on the right track.
But the president's critics move just as quickly, pointing out that after you adjust for inflation, the median family income is still not back to where it was at the end of the Bush administration. Meanwhile, demographers like Bill O'Hare were saying that for the poor, this good news isn't necessarily all good.
One of the things that struck me from their numbers was the fact that incomes are up, poverty is down, but health insurance, people without health insurance remain steady, which suggests to me that people are getting low-income jobs, temporary jobs without benefits. So I think the improvement is improvement in income, but not in kind of some of the benefits that are really important to people in terms of long range, particularly people with children.
O'Hare thinks jobs like these would disappear almost overnight if the economy were to run into any trouble. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.